start?
Yeah, I will. I've just started.
Oh.
It's official.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to another show. Now that is what I call music. Sitting across from me, I have a special guest. She'll just go by a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to do a cute radio nickname. So, Poonmaster Flex, is that your preferred radio alias?
Yes, that's what I prefer to be called.
Yeah, no, I could totally see that. It's a very appropriate name.
Yeah, it's very
Poon
fitting.
Poonmaster Flex.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's what we have today. We did this once before, but it's been quite a while. And didn't quite make such an event out of it. So I'm very excited for today's show. We have today a little compact disc called Now That's What I Call Music. Now that is what I call music. Number
51.
51. So this is from 2014. Now, I was thinking not too long ago how out of touch I am with music. We were listening to a song in your car about bang, bang into the room.
Yeah.
And
that's not what you thought the lyrics were.
I thought it was bang, bang into the womb. Like you bang someone in the womb and then that makes a baby,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really make sense because you don't have sex with someone's womb. A womb is just a uterus, right? Is that like the down-home term for uterus?
Down-home?
I don't know.
Sure. Like
stupid.
Layman's term? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Idiot term?
Yeah, I like idiot term better.
Bible term, I guess, maybe?
Yeah.
Do they use that? That seems like a Bible word.
It does seem like a Bible word.
Oh, into Mary's womb, God bang-banged in, and then Jesus came.
No.
Did God have sex with Mary, or just like put a baby in her?
Put a baby in her.
Like, is it from her egg?
I don't know. You have that Christian book.
That's true.
Questions every Christian should answer.
I should write my own book. Like, I got a lot of questions. Did they do it or not? And then that's most of my questions.
Oh, okay.
And then if the answer's no, it's like, well, that branches into these other questions.
Yeah.
How did she know? Was it a normal 9-month pregnancy? Or is it a God baby, so it takes like 4 days?
Or 7 days.
7 days. What did Joseph think of the whole thing? Was he like, yeah, right? Yeah. I bet that's a good story. She was like the one person who got to use that. Oh, God did it.
Yeah.
He turned into a swan and put a baby in me or whatever. Yeah. The rest of you now, when you have a baby and it comes out like the wrong race based on your partner,
mm-hmm.
Can't just be like, oh, it was Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, nice try. That one's been used. So anyway, that song was on the radio, and then I think I was trying to guess like who was involved, and I only had even heard of one of the people.
Yeah.
And the other names were mysterious to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 16 tracks, and I'm going to try and guess the artist and song. But before I do that, I wanted to put up some other, you know, you can play along at home and see if you can beat me. If you can beat me, I will send you $1.
Really?
Probably not.
Okay.
But
you'll probably be
try.
Broke.
Go for it.
A lot of people might beat you on the...
Most listeners will probably beat me. However, I have 5 listeners.
Oh.
So it works out.
Okay.
So play along. There's also a couple prop bets I think we should make. I think you and me should make a bet. I want you to look through. So here's how it is. I have the tracks on my computer, but I can't see who they are or anything. I just see track 1, and it's 3 minutes and 32 seconds. So we have 16 tracks we're going to go through. I want you to make a bet of how many of them you think I'll enjoy.
Enjoy?
Yeah.
None.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay. Cassie says zero. I'm going to say 1.
Okay.
We'll bet $1. Is that a bet? Is that fair?
Yeah, okay. That's a fair bet.
So basically, if I enjoy one or more, I win.
a dollar.
If I enjoy none, you win a dollar.
Okay.
Okay. The second thing I wanted to do before we got started, I thought I should make a little like name bank for myself because I have a feeling I'm not going to know any of these. But I do have these names that float around in my head. And then I thought maybe you could tell me, like, once I've got this bank, if they're actually on there.
Okay.
Okay. So Nicki Minaj is a person I know.
Okay.
Who's the one that sounds like a Taco Bell food?
I honestly have no idea.
It's Grande is in there.
Oh, Ariana.
Ariana Grande. That sounds like a Taco Bell it thing does. To me. Like, I will have two Ariana Grandes.
Like, maybe the name of that chihuahua that used to be the Taco Bell.
Yeah, spice. That would be Ariana Grande.
Yes.
God, that thing was so stupid.
I know.
Yes, I'll take two Ariana Grandes. Hold the menage. That's like a Mexican mayonnaise or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Mayonnaise.
Okay. I know who Taylor Swift is.
I was waiting for that one.
I know who that is. And, you know, you can't say Taylor Swift without Katy Perry.
Yep.
You use the internet. What's going on with this Katy Perry Sharks thing? What is that?
I don't know. I did not watch the Super Bowl. But I saw this BuzzFeed quiz about what does your favorite shark say about you, and I don't know what that means.
I mean, I only know a couple. There's Hammerhead. There's Great White.
I think they meant the dancer sharks, not actual shark breeds.
I would be real pissed when I took that quiz and got to the end and was like, what? Left shark? What the hell is that?
Yeah, like, what should you do tonight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? I thought they were the same. They looked the same. Did they do? Okay. let's see. Who else do I know?
Do you know any male singers?
Blake Shelton. That's a guy.
That is a guy.
Merle Haggard.
I don't know who that is, but that sounds like a man.
I have a feeling he's not going to be on there. How about, who's that guy? Well, I can't think of his name right now. Shit. Hank Williams III.
Sure. You can list him on there as well.
Steve Earle. No. How many Skynyrd songs are on there?
Do you want me to blow it for you?
Sure.
None.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh,
I'm going to win that dollar.
You know what? Around this time, sometime in the last couple years, Bone Thugs and Harmony had a hit. Oh, I know some men. Hip-hop. Lil Wayne. That's a guy.
That is a guy.
Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy.
That's a more relevant guy. Good job.
Oh, so is that the first one I've got that's like...
No, there's a couple others that have been on here.
Hmm. Let's see. I might be kind of scraping the barrel already. I might be done.
Okay.
How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Do you want me to tell you how many on your list are actually on here?
Yeah.
Two.
That whole list?
Two.
Which ones?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Katy Perry and Grande.
Okay. So no Nicki Minaj, no Taylor Swift, no Blake Shelton,
no
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Shockingly.
I mean, yeah, that one's no Lil Wayne, no Bruno Mars.
Mm-mm. Bruno Mars, that's actually a little surprising.
That he's not on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a pop song.
And that's like a guy, not a band.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy, but I think he has his own people in a band.
Okay.
But, like, he's the person.
He's like Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Sure.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Band.
But not the same.
I mean, he's not like that, but in that the name is his name.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like it would be nice if I had a couple more. Is there any chance, like, if you're looking, is there anyone, is Avril Lavigne on there?
She is not on there. There are...
Show me Avril Lavigne.
There's 3-4 more that you know.
How about Beyonce?
No.
No Beyonce.
No Beyonce.
No Jay-Z.
No Bay.
No. No bae. Yeah, no Beyonce. Well, that's good, because that would make me mad. This is tough, man. Can you give me a clue to one that you think I would know?
Yes.
Okay.
Former member of a boy band.
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Okay. JT, I'm just going to put down because we're tight like that.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake with Peter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how he's most widely known.
We are very in sync. That's his, right? He's not a Backstreet.
No, you're right. He's an in-sinker.
Suck it, Backstreet.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought when that era happened, like, I feel like Backstreet was first, but then NSYNC actually shone through as, like, more the real deal.
Yeah.
Like, Backstreet kind of fell off.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know what? I'm over NSYNC ripping them off because they did it better.
Backstreet held on longer, though, because they came back a few years ago.
Man, I don't remember. All I remember from them is Backstreet's back. All right.
We don't need to play that one.
What was their big hit from the time?
That was one of them.
Girl, you know it's true. Jukebox Hero? Something?
I don't know.
I don't know what Backstreet's big song was.
That was a big one, though. Backstreet's back.
Yeah, I remember that one. Is that the one that's like, boom, 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 boom?
I can't really follow along with your beat. The, yeah.
That's all I remember. Yeah. And it's like atonal.
I probably have it on my phone.
All right. Three is a good enough list. Maybe as we go.
There's at least a couple more you'll know.
Okay. You know what we should do? Because there's like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Is like divide. Well, no. Let's just start. Okay. Let's just see what happens.
Alrighty.
You know, I'm ready to win my dollar. Because I'm going to be positive and like these songs. Mm-hmm. So here's song number one. I heard you feeling nothing's going right. Is this Pink? Why don't you
let me no. How many guesses do you get? The clock
is ticking. Five?
Okay.
Three? So we should party all night. So cover your eyes. I have no fucking idea what this is.
You want a hint?
Is this someone I've heard of?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Dance, if you want it all, you know that I'm the girl that you should call. But when you're with me, I'll give you a taste. I have no idea what this is. I like the disco thing going on.
It's hard to guess based on their other stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'm giving up.
It's someone on...
Before we do that, you should also say how many you think I will get right.
Three?
Three. All right. I think I'll get eight.
Okay.
Don't laugh that hard. Okay. Well, I give up on this one.
It's someone on your list.
Is this Katy Perry?
This is Katy Perry. Shit.
Okay. Well, this isn't...
If you listen to her, you can tell it's her.
Yeah.
But based on her other stuff, it's not...
It doesn't sound like her other songs.
Yeah. Her other popular stuff.
I mean, this is okay, I guess. I'm not offended. It's not really my thing.
I think the fact that you said I guess negates you liking this. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what she's doing here. But overall, I feel like other people have done a better job.
Okay.
And I can enjoy it more.
That was diplomatic.
Without the guilt of being like, it's Katy Perry. I know. I'm trying to book her for the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to, you know. All right. Number two. This is fucking horrible. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey. Okay, I can't listen to that. I hate this kind of music. With that horrible beat. This is like what you dance to at a wedding. I have no idea who that is. Okay, I'll take a guess. There was someone who I thought it might be, and then I forgot. How about Kesha? Is that Kesha?
It is not Kesha.
Is there a Kesha on here?
There is none Kesha.
Damn it. Oh, wait, excuse me. Kesha, but with a dollar sign.
Not even that kind of Kesha.
I do not know.
It's another one on your list.
Really?
It really.
That's Ariana Grande?
That is what she sounds like.
Ugh, that's just so grating. Why would they, like, come in and play a saxophone crazily? Like, they had a saxophone player come in, but they're like, we're going to just replace the reed with a piece of metal. And also, we just want, like, a berserk toothless hobo to play.
That's what you do. You sell out for pop.
Yeah, you could have literally any person on the planet come play saxophone on your record. And you're like, no, let's get this shit. I want it to sound when I roll down my window like a fucking clown car. Oh, God. Okay.
Right? It's pretty gross.
All right, number 3. Jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet. I don't like that this song starts with him getting out of bed. I'll say that. Okay, I don't like this either.
It's reminiscent of Bruno Mars.
This is what?
It's reminiscent of Bruno Mars. Like, sure. Get out of bed. I don't want to do whatever that song was.
I don't know. I don't know any Bruno Mars songs either. That's just another name that I knew. I don't know anybody on this list except for Bone Thugs. Yeah, I feel like starting a song with, like, I woke up this morning or I got out of bed or whatever.
Lazy way to start a song. Yeah.
The only song that ever worked for was that detachable penis song. Where the guy is just like, I woke up this morning and my penis was gone. And then, yeah, you've never heard that song?
I've never heard that song.
It's great. It's just this guy and he's like, I woke up this morning and my penis was gone. And then I was out walking around and I saw my penis laying on this blanket. And that's when I realized I had a detachable penis.
This is a song?
Yeah.
Sounds like some quality lyrics.
I think it's called Detachable Penis.
A good guess.
If I had to put a guess, I don't know who made Detachable Penis, but I'm guessing that it was the same artist.
I don't know who made it. Is this either, okay? I'll take a guess. So.
Counting Crows.
No, it is not that.
We were talking like a week ago because I'd heard that the Counting Crows guy was on Tinder, getting dates.
Yeah, which is, was he getting dates or was he just on Tinder
trying to get dates? Yeah. I guess. But
still looking crazy with his raggedy hairstyle.
Oh, King Missile wrote Detachable Penis.
It is not King Missile. That's fitting. King Missile.
Yeah, and then they're known for a penis song.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did any other songs. I'm sure they did because it was in like 92. So they certainly didn't just release one single. This is our song, Detachable Penis. Mm-hmm. And this will be our only song. It's kind of a story song.
It's opening better than a lot of these other ones.
Yeah. It's got something. I mean, it's also, I think it's called Detachable Penis.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover. My penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble. Or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to
check. Hey, have you seen my penis?
For some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them.
Anyway, it's just like sort of the ravings of a vaguely handicapped man.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for enlightening me.
I like in the background the guy going, detachable penis. Just in case you forgot what you were listening to, right. Was a song about a detachable penis.
That's how you remembered, because that's subliminal, subtle messaging.
Yeah, and it was called Detachable Penis.
Yeah.
And the whole song is like a search for his penis, which is detachable. I like that. But see, that's what I like, because he's like, I woke up this morning hungover, and you're like, okay. But then he's like, and my penis was missing, and you're like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah, he hooks you real fast.
Yeah, it's like a little literary trick. He starts out so normal and then immediately veers off into missing penisville. And I'm on board. Missing penis. I am on board the train to missing penisville. That is a mystery that demands solving. Someone call Encyclopedia Brown. And he will start the search for this penis. That would be amazing if Encyclopedia Brown started getting shit like that. It's like...
those kind of cases.
Yeah. I think my wife is trying to murder me.
Yeah.
I'm on the case. Mm-hmm. And then the wife is like, oh yeah, I've been grinding up glass and putting it in my husband's whiskey.
That's horrifying.
And he's like, well, I discovered that when I was five and kind of fucked me up. Made it hard to live my life as Encyclopedia Brown Boy Detective. Okay, did we decide what number three was? Did you tell me?
I didn't tell you. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
Magic exclamation point.
That's the band?
Magic with an exclamation point, yes.
Magic.
Yeah.
And what's the song called?
Rude.
Okay, well, that song sucked balls. Let's go on to song number four.
Good assessment.
Thank you. That's my official critique. This sounds like the theme to Escape from L.A.
You might have heard this one before. First things first, I'm the realest.
Drop this and let the whole world. Is this Missy Misdemeanor Elliott?
No, but they might spell their name. I don't remember. Right, right. You should want a bad bitch like this. Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Yeah. Cup of ace, cup of goose. Is this girls? I mean, these are girls singing this?
One of them definitely is. I don't know about the other. Never stop like we bring an
88 back. What? Hey, champagne spilling, you should taste that. I'm so fancy. Ugh, okay. That's all that I can take. This is like a lady rapper.
Yes. She was featured on another song that we already listened to.
So this is her second appearance in four songs?
Yes.
But Jesus Christ.
She was featured on the other one, and this is her song.
Who the fuck does... Who puts this album together, and they're like, oh, we should have her twice in four songs?
I don't know, but they have a website, so you could voice your complaints to them.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you think they would be interested in my criticism? I can just send them a link to the show.
Yeah.
And then they can just tell me, like, you know what? You're right. We have been putting together crap albums.
Yeah. That's a lovely idea.
Is it... It's not Ariana Grande.
It is not.
Okay. I have no idea.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
That's a name I knew. I should have put that on my list.
And she was the one featured on the Ariana Grande song.
Now, is Iggy Azalea one of these, like, singer ladies who looks like she's, like, 14?
I don't think so.
What's going on
with that?
She has
a really unique look.
What does she look? Does that mean she's, like, hideous?
No, she's just, I don't know.
Fatso. No. I hear it. Ariana Grande. High five.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is one of the ones that looks like she's, like, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's another one, too, who looks, like, real young.
There's a lot of them.
And then I'm like, is this person actually young or just looks young or what's going on? What's going on with that?
I don't know.
Because they're like over 18 is my understanding.
I think that Ariana Grande is like 21.
Yeah, but they look super young.
They do.
That's
creepy,
right? They look
like preteens. Yes, yeah. It's very creepy because then you learn that they're a couple years younger than you and there's no way.
All about that thigh gap, right, bro?
Yeah.
High five.
Mm-hmm.
We high five.
We did. Yes. That wasn't you high fiving yourself at
you
all.
You reached way across the table to high five me. Okay. So far, I've had none.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I've enjoyed most was the Katy Perry song. So let's move on to song five. I really don't like this. It's like shitty beach rock. Shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond, and they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, good one. Baby, you're never going out of style. You're shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. Wow. Okay. The Jonas Brothers.
No.
I don't don't know. I don't know any of these.
I don't know this one either. I've never heard this song before.
What is this?
And I listen to terrestrial radio.
Yeah, terrestrial radio.
This is MKTO.
Okay. Are you sure it's not UGK?
What?
UGK. They're the rap duo. Well, it can't be UGK because the one guy's dead.
And also, this does not sound like a rap duo.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
They're the rap duo who were with Jay-Z on Big Pimpin'.
Oh, yeah, no.
And they kind of blew Jay-Z out of the water.
Definitely doesn't sound
like made him look like an asshole.
I hope that you put your hand in there.
Boom. That. Yeah. A gesture.
Yes.
You know what? On this radio show, I gesture because it's like, you know how in a job interview, they tell you, like, if you're on the phone, put on a suit.
They do.
Yeah, which I'm like, go fuck yourself. Are you kidding me?
No, it helps.
I did a Skype interview, and I put on a dress shirt and had on sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also very sick.
You were.
And I took a bunch of cough medicine and drank coffee to get ready and didn't get the job. Was not hired.
Maybe you should have put on dress pants.
Maybe I should have put on pants, mm-hmm. like human pants.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And you know what? I didn't get the job.
You live and you learn.
So there. I didn't want that job anyway. All right. Here's what I think we should do for the next, like, five.
Okay.
Okay? So we've got 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should give me the five artists, and I'll try and match them to the songs.
Okay.
So hit me with a random mm-hmm. one of them.
Demi Lovato.
Okay.
Paramore?
I might know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sia?
Sia?
S-I-A. How do you say her name?
I don't know. Okay. I was like S-E-E space no, Y-A?
I think it's Sia. JT, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
And Pitbull.
Pitbull. I bet I will know Pitbull.
Featuring it'll be like, Pitbull is featuring G-R-L.
Grill?
Yes.
Bear Grylls.
Yeah. No, he had a Y.
Oh, yeah. What an asshole. Okay. Let's see if I can, with that help, identify any of these.
Okay.
Well, this is not Pitbull. I'll tell you that right now.
You sure?
Yes. This is horrible, by the way. I just want to point that out. This is like some 90s Mariah Carey shit. Is this Justin Timberlake?
Bingo.
People are enjoying this.
I guess so.
This is like a hit song?
I guess so.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing?
I like how you said 90s Mariah Carey, and that's exactly 90s. This era has come and gone.
I know. Oh,
I know.
This is
Can you
bad.
Stop and
This is really bad. I thought he was like, you know, at least interesting, but that was bad.
And he's just kind of hanging on at this point.
That was like a fucking NSYNC B-sides or something.
That's pretty
that would
bad.
Fit in exactly with that shit. Oof. Okay. Let's go to our next one. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. She does not like saying words. It just sounds like she's a wow, wow, whoa, whoa, wow, 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 whoa.
I kind of want you to guess right now because you're not going to get it.
Oh, that's Pitbull.
Yes. That's why I wanted you to guess earlier, because there's no way you would have said Pitbull.
I don't understand why we need Pitbull. Can nobody else can do what he's doing here?
No, he is unique.
He
brings something that's very different.
I mean, he's recognizable, I think, because no one else has stooped to this level. So it's like he started doing it, and everyone's like, yeah, I mean, he'll do this for 8 months. But
God,
everyone
so
still
bad.
Loves him.
No, who loves him?
I don't know. Everyone who makes songs loves him. Probably because okay. they're like, I don't know, bring him in. He'll make fucking fart noises on a synthesizer and just like take the chorus and turn it into a rap. She's like, oh, wild, wild love. And then he'll go, it's all wild, wild love coming down from up above. And you're like, thank you. Good.
You need
Here's $8 million for you, Pitbull. Yeah, my stage name will be Whip It. You know what I discovered? So I went to this like charity event. Why are you laughing?
Because I know what happened.
And so I was making Valentines, and you had to make Valentines for these couples. And like, people would fill out a little card, and it would say like things I like and what my favorite color is and, you know, cute things like inside jokes or whatever. And one of them, and it, I think I forgot to mention this part, but so a lot of the kids who come to this, I've noticed, have like two dads or two moms. One kid actually has two moms and two dads. I have no fucking idea how that worked out. And also, you can tell that she looks just like one of the moms.
Mm-hmm.
But the other parents, I'm like, who knows? I have no idea. So anyway, one of the dads filled it out for the other dad. And on the things you like. So, and you know, I'm proofreading the card. And it says one of the things the dad likes is Whippets. Which I only know as the thing where you like basically do Duster, but with a whipped cream can. Like, this is like the old version of Duster that gets you fucked up for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I it's funny to me that this person put Whippets on this card, you know, because at this event, like, little kids are making the Valentines. And so they basically had a little kid writing a poem about, like, aren't Whippets awesome?
Not knowing what the hell a Whippet was.
Yeah, and I was like, I guess a kid wouldn't know what a Whippet is,
no,
right?
No, it's not harmful. They don't know.
Well, it turns out, I was informed today, or the yesterday maybe, that a Whippet is a small greyhound-like dog.
What?
Yeah, it's a kind of dog.
I like your
Well, it's also
better.
The thing I thought, but once they said that, I was like, oh, that makes more sense.
We just pretend like this parent.
Sure.
Is addicted to that mini high.
I mean, it could be that they've just said it and they're like, whatever.
And this is their cover.
And now I can say it. Because here's what's great. Like, if someone's like, what are your likes? I'll be like, oh, I love Whippets. And then they'll say that and people will laugh. And then if I'm ever questioned, I'll be like, no, the dogs. Not an animal.
You've got that good, innocent reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make me out to be like one of you. Just because you have a warped mind doesn't mean I can't, you know, enjoy a dog. God damn it. Okay, so I got Pitbull.
You did. You've got two for two.
Hey, I'm doing good you once are. I have options. All right, here's song 8. Oof. Ace of Base. Cool, cool summer.
I don't mind letting you down easy, but just
is this Paramore?
This is Paramore.
What's going on with Paramore?
This is new Paramore.
So they just gave up.
Can I confess something? I have this song.
Do you?
I do.
Is it good?
I don't know. It's catchy.
This bass is very Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Like this in the guitar, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
You can hate on it, it's fine. I've liked Paramore since they came out, though, and I can't just abandon them.
What's that lady up to, Paramore lady?
Haley something?
Sure,
William?
Haley Joel Osment.
Yes, same person. I don't know. She, like, comes in as a featured artist on a lot of songs, I think.
Is she available?
Excuse you?
To guest star?
I don't
on a song?
Know.
Excuse you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is she available? Can you hook me up with her? I think we'd really get along. I could tell her what I don't like about her new songs. Yeah. And she could tell me, fuck off.
That's what I was gonna say.
It would be great. Do you think it would be okay, like if I was going on a date with like Paramore lady, we'll just call her Paramore.
Okay.
If I first of all, if I just showed up and said, like, you must be Paramore.
On a great start.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that. Like, if I met Steven Tyler, be like, oh, it's Aerosmith. Like, he's the guy. Or, AC/DC.
Yeah.
And be like, that guy is AC/DC.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if I went out with Paramore lady, because, like, obviously that's not going to last. That it's impossible.
Why? It looks like you would have such a bright future. You clearly love her songs. You have so much in common.
True.
You'd want to go to all of her shows and hear her sing all her wonderful songs.
Much like her, I consider my voice to be my greatest instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was strongly inspired by Ace of Base, mm-hmm. like her. No, I don't think it would work out. I don't think I can date a celebrity. I don't think that would be good for me. I don't think it would be healthy.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't know what the fuck I was doing. Like, I don't do very well at fancy restaurants. Mm. I would hate going to, like, I don't even want to watch the Oscars on TV.
Well, they probably hate going out, and you wouldn't want to go out.
Okay. So, that might be good.
Yeah, you could both be recluses together.
But what about when you have to do that stuff, like go to the awards?
And that'd be like, fun.
Oh, I'm presenting a people. I see. I would hate it.
But you're dressing up and trying to like fit in that scene.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I don't think you'd even try to
fit
in that
scene.
What
would I even do like on the red carpet?
Be yourself and it would be awesome.
And just like walk around?
Yeah. There'd be a million news stories the next day. Like, who did Paramore bring to the red carpet?
I saw pictures from like, I don't know, Oscars or something. Grammys?
That was recent, yeah.
And they had the red carpet, and all I could think was like, that is a fucking huge carpet. This is like the longest carpet ever, and
I'm
it's
sure
super
the
fat.
Carpet cleaners of the red carpet
my God.
Are really appreciative that that's where your thought was.
I bet they were like, yeah, thank you. Thank you for recognizing our plight. 'Cause I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. That thing is huge.
Yes.
That must take hours, and it's got to look good.
Yeah.
It's like you can just roll it out and be like, oh, it's fine.
Do they just roll it up and store it somewhere?
They must. I don't know. They use the same one? Or they just burn it? Throw it away?
They could probably sell pieces of it and there'd be some.
They should. That would be smart.
Yeah.
Sell some red carpet chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I have a red carpet.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Couldn't they just spray paint the sidewalk red? And they have to really lay down a carpet? Yes. How come it's like, oh, we need an outdoor carpet for these people? They cannot walk on cement. That would be insane.
They're celebrities. That
roll
is insane.
Roll out the red carpet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. How about a fucking doormat? Welcome. That's
one of
nice.
Those rubbery guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and I'd be like, Tom Cruise, wipe your fucking feet. Don't be an asshole. You're probably already bringing in diseases because you don't believe in doctors. At least the least you could do is not bring in filth, for God's sake. Unlike Valkyrie, that was enough filth.
No.
Boom.
Nice.
Do
you want to high five yourself again and pretend like we high five? There you go.
That was a real high five.
Yeah.
How can anyone tell the difference?
No one can, except for the fact that I'm denying high fiving you.
That's right. I'm a radio magician. And those high fives are what is known as the prestige. yeah, I don't think I would enjoy dating a celebrity simply because I wouldn't enjoy going to those things. Also, isn't the Academy Awards like fucking 11 hours or something?
I don't know.
It's got to be long as shit.
You'd have to dress really fancy.
I know. I'd be sitting around in like just sweatpants until the last minute, and I'd be like, Jesus Christ, how long are we? And I bet you're sitting
probably
in line in a limo for
too.
Like hours.
Yeah.
Waiting to get out. I bet I would be peeing my pants. I would just wear my catheter.
Oh, God.
Do you think you can, do they have like liquor? They must have liquor there. Open bar.
Yes, because I think, wasn't Jennifer Lawrence a little drunk one time?
Mm.
I think she was.
Okay. Well, that would help.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a little liquored up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should present the Oscars.
Maybe.
One drink in, and then I get brave where I'm like,
them.
I can't go. And then I'm like, I should just present it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know anybody, so it'd be perfect. I would treat everyone nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't have any, slams about like, ooh, that last shitty movie you made.
Be pretty unbiased.
Yeah.
Because you really don't care who wins what award.
I'd be the only one who's excited when I'm like, and now presenting the Sylvester Stallone. Oh my God. And then he's coming out and I would just wait for him. The Demolition Man himself. Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
aka a cobra. All right. Should we listen to our next song? What are we on? Nine?
Nine, yeah.
Nine. And I have Scion and Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just say Demi Lovato. This is horrible.
Well, you got it, so we don't need to listen to anymore.
This is horrible. Maybe I should have known that you I really hate... Like, this is making me physically angry. Oh! Hey! Okay, well, that was Kidz Bop. And let's do this. So this is what Saya is. Okay. This is the worst yet. What the fuck is she doing?
Just wait for the chorus of this one.
This is like my least favorite kind of music in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these like drum machines where it's just that makes me insane. Why are people listening to this?
It's club music.
I was gonna say, this is like just for being on acid or something. Oh, just gonna swing from the chandelier.
That's correct.
Like fucking Zorro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Zorro.
Yeah, isn't that what he's always like swinging from a chandelier or like knocking one off the wall so it like encases somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, asshole, you live in an old castle. Maybe a good idea isn't putting a chandelier made out of candles 5,000 feet in the air. That is doing nothing.
But it helps him swing. Dramatic entrance.
It's lighting up shit.
That's true.
If I had a chandelier.
That's why they have the stage lighting.
Yeah. If I had a chandelier in my house, I would definitely, like if I was on House Hunters, be like, is that like swing worthy? Because that needs to, can that support the weight of a man swinging while holding a sword?
That should be on your checklist of must-haves.
Yeah.
To even consider a home.
Yeah. They always have the worst list.
They do.
One lady I just saw one and she was like, one of my must-haves is the garage cannot face the front of the house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, that's every house. Every house, the garage faces the front. What are you going to do? Drive around the side of your
Not
house?
Everyone.
Every house.
Okay, yes. I've never seen
Poon
a house.
Master Flex, different. Every house.
Yes. I was clearly mistaken. I don't know
Some
what I was thinking.
Some of them don't. Some of them are crazy homes.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, the garage door's on the side that he takes his scooter out of when he goes home. But, I don't know, man. That's just such a weird thing. So I'm like, is that just going to make you crazy when you come home every day and you're like, goddamn garage door. Looking at this fucking garage every day. Also, no one on that show considers like, I'm going to be living inside the house. So really what the front of the house looks like,
no
that's the part
cares.
I'll see the least.
Yeah,
I'll never see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well be ugly as hell.
Resale value.
Yeah.
They're already thinking of their next home and how easy they could sell them.
They really are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They should be like, if you're on House Hunters or whatever, contractually obligated to live there for 25 years. Then they would take it more seriously.
They had some big scandal.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Like people were buying a house and then they just found mock houses to tour.
What?
Yeah. It essentially said that it was staged, which no one would be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It is weird. Like they always go to these places and they always have these real estate agents who are like, well, I have about 8 perfect properties for you. And you're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
They just happened to find this person who knows all the houses and
right.
Seems like bullshit to
takes
me.
Takes a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's track 11. Now I'm going back on my own. Here we go. Weird Al. It's gotta be Weird Al. The only way this makes sense.
It's not on this.
Cowboy Troy.
No?
I have no idea what this is.
I've never heard of this.
Primus.
No. What did Matthew McConaughey Pantera. Play naked that one time?
What did he play naked?
Yeah, he got arrested for playing an instrument naked.
I don't know.
Congos? I think it was bongo?
Bongo drums?
Bongo drums. These are the congos?
Congos?
Congos.
Like where the apes live that they cut in half with a diamond laser?
Yeah, but with a K.
Okay. This is like not... This seems like the beginning of a song and not a song.
Yes.
I'm not repulsed again, but I don't like it. This part's like cake or something. Just some guy talking with a voice.
I'm pretty repulsed by it.
All right. That's fair. Okay. I won't put it on your phone in the night. Oh, boy. This is like a song made for radio because the DJ can be like, now we got doobad coming up. Coming up. Traffic and I. And then they can just be ready.
Perfect. They say we're too young now to amount to anything else.
But look around. We work too damn hard for this. I definitely don't. Is this Blake Shelton?
No.
CeeLo?
No.
Fat Lip.
No.
UGK.
No.
Reunited.
I think you're past your guessing limit.
Tupac hologram. Yes. Who is this?
5 seconds of summer.
I have no idea. 30 seconds from Mars to Mars.
No.
No?
They're like the new, what's that? One Direction. They're like One Direction, I think.
This is what One Direction is
this
like?
This, I think, might be what your coworker's daughter likes.
Oh, okay. And she's like 14?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, did you know? So I have this coworker and he has a daughter and she's like real into these bands,
mm-hmm.
which is fine because that's age appropriate. When you're 14, it's like, who likes this? 14-year-old girls? Yes, that's mm-hmm. exactly what she is.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that like One Direction and Justin Bieber and these kind of people have broken into the fragrance industry. Like, they have their own perfumes for mm-hmm. girls.
Yeah, for women. That's
for women.
That's just the disturbing part.
And, like, are they called Bieber for women?
Like, no men's cologne, nothing like
that. Right.
They are male pop groups or male singers making fragrances for young girls.
And are they just called, like, Justin Bieber, the smell?
No, I think there's
That smell.
Believers. I don't know.
Believer.
Some stupid name.
Yeah. Can't you smell that smell? What was that band that did that song? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No. No,
they need to make a cologne, that band. Ooh, that smell. I don't know if I have that song. Oh, that's a Skynyrd song too. I must have that song then. I don't know why I thought that was me. Yeah, okay, this song. You know this song. Man, they need to make this into a perfume called That Smell. Lynyrd Skynyrd, the fragrance. And then they play this song. I don't know how long it takes them to get to the chorus.
Sure.
And then showing the perfume on some fucking podium or whatever while they're rocking.
Yes.
At least that's something I can get into. I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up. You play your cards right. Maybe I'll just mix my own Lynyrd Skynyrd perfume.
That sounds wonderful.
It could be called That Smell. It could be called... I don't know what that song is about, by the way.
I don't know, but I feel like people wouldn't say, like, oh, that smell. It'd be like, oh, that smell.
Yeah, that's true. That smell.
Yeah.
I feel like That Smell, the song, is either about marijuana or vagina. But I don't know which one.
I don't know why you decided to say that quietly.
I don't really talk about that on this show.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep it clean.
Okay.
People listen to this with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of a family program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could keep it together.
Okay.
They could do other scents as well. Swamp music. Sounds like a good perfume. No?
Yeah.
Give me three sniffs. Okay. But there's no Skynyrd on this.
There was no.
What was that? Like number 12?
Yeah, you're on 13 now.
With fake One Direction or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, 13. We're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I need a little love tonight. Maroon 5.
No.
This is horrible. What is this guy doing? This Pitbull.
No. That was like it could be.
Is this Jamiroquai? It sounds like that Jamiroquai song, doesn't it? I just like him. Just know what? We have that song. That song's not erased. We don't need it again in a different... How come some radio station can't just be like, we could just start playing Jamiroquai again?
Right.
Well, who's going to stop us? Jamiroquai? That guy's probably fucking dead. I'm sure he died of...
Hey, family show.
Yeah, sorry. He probably fucking passed away. He probably... The only house he owned was that stupid treadmill house from his music video. He got all hopped up on coke and got crushed by a sofa. It came and got him against the wall. He's trying to do his little dance behind the sofa before it hit the wall, and he did not make it, and it crushed his hip. I have no idea.
Rickston?
Rickston?
Yeah.
Rickston.
Ricks, like R-I-X-T-O-N.
Okay. That's not even a real thing. Well, I hate that. The beginning is hilarious. That is terrible. Okay. Michael Bublé.
No.
Coldplay.
No. But you're on like the right feel.
Yeah. Guess it's true. I'm not good at a one-night stand. Common. I don't know.
No. Do you want to know?
I think I get two more guesses, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, we're keeping track.
Will Ferrell. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my Bon Iver? Justin Vernon.
No.
Okay, what is this?
Sam Smith.
I do not know what that is either. Is he like a church guy?
No.
I thought I saw a picture of an album that was him. Is he like a young guy?
Yeah,
with the greasy looking hair.
I don't know. The album cover is him sitting in like hands
a prayer position
ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what made me think that.
Well, he's kind of got like that gospel-y feel.
Yeah. With that background.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, I know there's no. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
I got excited thinking you were going to try and hit that high note.
Boop, boop, boop. All right. One more song or two more? Two more.
This one. I'm very excited for you to hear.
Kelly Clarkson.
No. Me, I'm gonna shoot myself.
Miley Cyrus.
No. Snow glows white
on the mountain tonight. What the fuck?
I hate this.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. That's what it feels like right now.
I know.
But it's not gonna get there. It's not gonna reach those highs. Shakira.
No. Not at all.
It sounds like a little voice person, and she's little. That's all I got. Is this some kind of dwarf?
You're not going to guess the person, but you'll maybe know the song.
Was it a cover?
No.
It sounds like a song. Oh, this is from the fucking the movie, isn't it? This is the song.
This is
I have
song.
Never heard this until this moment.
I'm a little upset that I'm also hearing this for the first time. Let it go. Turn away and slam the
door. I don't care. I don't know, man. It's a little piercing for me.
I don't like this song.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into this.
No. Her name is
Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
I know
that.
Does
this count as you getting one?
I probably would have got it from the chorus. And I knew that name because my office mate always talks about this lady all the time because she's like a Broadway lady.
Yeah.
So my office mate was always talking about Idina Menzel, and I had no idea what that was for like 2 years.
I'm going to owe you a dollar.
Yeah.
For this one.
Thanks, Idina Menzel, you piece of shit. I mean, okay.
Really?
Let it go, let it go. I don't know why everyone is such a boner for this song.
I hate this song.
The background music leaves a lot to be desired. It's like real Phil Collins-y or something.
It's too show tunesy.
Yeah. It feels like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like it feels like they couldn't get some like someone who plays an instrument to do this. Like, what are these solos? You can't get a fucking slamming guitar in there?
I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is still a touring band. Granted, it has, like, none of the original members. But Jesus Christ, they play guitar. All right. One more song?
One more song.
Do you want to hear the big finish?
We can stop.
Okay. Foo Fighters. No. Trent Reznor.
No.
Slipknot. Mudvayne.
No. This is your last guess.
Pennywise.
Five. Sitting all
alone over on what the tailgate. Fuck is this? Legs swinging by a Georgia plate. Wow, I hate this. Boyfriend thinking no, she ain't got one. What? Soon as I sat down, I was falling in. This is the kind of country that I really don't like. Dixie cup, talking
a little sugar in a Dixie cup. You're so good at it.
Thank you. I sound just like him, right?
You do. This is my
song. I've been listening to. Okay, I can't listen to this.
Thank you.
Okay, I need a lousy country pop person. Dierks Bentley.
Nope.
Are
you cheating?
No. Why?
Do you have a list of country people?
No, okay. I don't. Toby Keith.
No.
Damn it. Alan Jackson.
No.
Garth Brooks.
No.
One more country guy. Who's a big country guy? Bubba Sparks.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Who the hell was that?
That was Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. I don't even know who that is. Well, okay. Let's do a little thing here. You said I would get 3. I said I would get 8. Now, we probably can't really count those 5 where I had a multiple choice.
No.
So other than that, I think I probably got like 3. If that. I got Idina Menzel.
Yes.
I knew. Well, that's it.
That's it. Yes.
Even with that, I would only have 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm counting you as the winner on that one.
Yes. However, I did know
one. Did I enjoy it? No. I can honestly say, I think I liked the Katy Perry song the best. And just like the musical portion. Mm-hmm. I didn't really care for Katy Perry's like participation
in her own song,
but like this, if she just never sang, I could listen to this for
on a 10-hour loop,
1.5 minutes. It's funny that the one I liked the most is the one where the artist is least like herself.
Yeah. So we should party.
I don't know. I mean, where does this go? Does it have a rap breakdown? Does she do that shit?
No.
Okay. See, I don't really like this part. This just reminds me of being in a casino or something. But not in a good way.
I feel like Vegas is her calling spot.
Yeah. Oh, how poised is she to retire working in Vegas?
Very.
Didn't she do a Vegas song?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
yeah, it played
da,
the whole time we were there.
Vegas. I don't remember the rest. Yeah, all the songs I heard when I was there were that song and Shots, 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 Shots. And there was one other song, Vegas, but I don't remember.
Party in the USA should have been their anthem.
Doop, doop, doop. That's your anthem. Let's face it. Your party anthem.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you were right on the songs I enjoyed. None.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the number I would get right. So I owe you $2.
Yeah.
See, you're making big money being here. Do you have any final words, final thoughts? We'll go out on some Mudvayne.
I think I'm proud that you didn't know or like these songs.
Yeah. So. It really asserted my manliness.
Yeah.
Great. I do feel like a man most of the time. Well, this I'm sure they'll be on the next Now That's What I Call Music. They'll be like, we kind of skipped over Mudvayne. We didn't get enough math rock showing in our thing. It seems like it would fit.
No.
I mean, it's like that Sia. You can't understand what the fuck this guy's saying. No. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next time. Enjoy the sounds of Mudvayne.